Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I praise you and worship you and thank you for all the wonderful things you do for us. Thank you for the day. I ask you to bless it as we read and study your word in 2 Peter today, Lord. Give us wisdom and knowledge and understanding from the word of God as we study it. And we give you all the praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Now then, we're in chapter 1 of 2 Peter. We had just gotten yesterday at the end of the first verse, so we'll just read that verse again. It says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. And we talked a little yesterday about this like precious faith. This is faith that moves mountains. This is faith that heals the sick. This is faith that does mighty things. Then, so that to those that have obtained that like precious faith, well, I've come to realize today that there's very few of those people out there that have that like precious faith. So we're trying to do everything we can to raise the standards of that like precious faith. The Lord has revealed to me many things in the area of faith, and I'm doing my best to teach it to people. And many people are seeing their prayers answered now and seeing the Lord do great and mighty things for them. And then verse 2, he says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Well, not grace and peace be multiplied unto you. How is grace and peace going to be multiplied unto you? He says, through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. So if you want grace and peace to be multiplied to you, you can't go home, kick up your feet, and eat popcorn and drink soda pop and watch television. Your faith will not be increased. But if you'll go home, and if you're going to watch television, at least when you watch it, watch Christian television. But don't watch the television of the world, because none of it is any good. Absolutely none of it. Watch Christian. And then be careful when you watch Christian. Make sure people have faith. Because so many Christian people today don't know what faith is either. But anyway, we're going to learn. We're all going to learn. The Lord is going to raise up a standard. And He's already doing that. I know there's some of the teachers. I watch a little Christian television myself. And some of the teachers are getting extremely good in faith. Some of them are really, really teaching faith. So praise God for all those men and women that are doing that. And it seems like there's getting to be more and more of those. So praise our Lord. He is raising up a standard. Now grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now according as His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Wow. 2 Peter, we're not even down to but just the third verse, and just think of what all he said in that. Verse 3 says, according as His divine power. Now, what is His divine power? Wow. It is absolutely the best, the most awesome. His divine power. He can do anything. He can make the cosmos with His divine power. But according as His divine power has given unto us all things. What? All things. Not a few things. But He's given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Now just think about all these things. Everything that we need for life and godliness has already been given to us. So if all this has been given to us, then what can we pray for? Well, I'll tell you what we can pray for. We can pray for a needy world. We can pray for a church that's needy, a church that does not study the Word of God. We can pray for those kind of things, for a church to be given enlightenment of these wonderful things, because so many of us don't know these things. We've been too involved in the world. But he says, according to the divine power of God, He has given unto us all things, not a few things, but all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue. So if the enemy, the devil, can keep you out of the Word of God and you don't know what these promises are and that they're yes for you, then you will absolutely not be able to walk in divine health and in power over the enemy. But you've got to get a hold of these things. So, in verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now, wait a minute. We're only down to verse 4. And think of the magnificent promises in every line. Listen to this in verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Exceeding great and precious promises. Wonder what Peter's so excited about here. That he says, but through these exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Wow. These promises must be awesome. But let's wonder what some of these promises are. That we are given these exceeding great and powerful, precious promises. Wow. Let's think about some of these promises. Amazing how the enemy blinded my mind all those years. That by these precious promises, I might become a partaker of the divine nature of God. Divine nature? What does that mean? Divine nature. Wonder what God's nature is. Reckon God has ever had any sickness? Reckon he ever has any pain? Reckon he ever has any lack? I don't think so. So if that's the divine nature of God, and he has no pain, he's not sick, he's not afflicted, then who is it that's come putting this sickness and disease upon us? It's the devil, the beast. He's slipping in and doing this, and most of us don't have a clue that when he comes in to steal, kill, and to destroy, we have power and authority over him in the name of Jesus. Wow. You talk about a blessing. It's just absolutely awesome to study this book and to see what God has done here. That we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Glory. And listen to what he says in verse 5. And besides all this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things be in you, now all those things, what things? The last few things we just read. If these things be in you, if they be in you, and should they make you that you shall neither be and abound, for if these things be in you and abound in you, they shall make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wow. So who is this going to make this work? You are. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off. And so, brethren, and it says, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. How many Christians do you know that have failed in so many ways? But the Lord clearly tells us right here in these first 10 verses of 2 Peter chapter 1, the first 10 verses, the power, just a little bit of the magnificent power that's given to us as by sons of God. It is so amazing what we can do if we just believe the living Lord. Then he says, and for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of those things, though you know them and establish in that present truth, yes, I think it meet as long as I am in this tabernacle to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. Just amazing. Paul knows he's going to die, and it doesn't bother him at all. But when you know the battle that's going on, you have no fear of dying. You know that the minute you lay down this physical body in death, praise God, you step over into the world of the Spirit, the world of faith, and when you step over that, in that world of faith and that world of the Spirit, you don't have to sweat nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing. When we get home to be with Jesus, it's all going to be taken care of. Glory to God. Just think. Isn't that going to be amazing? It's going to be so wonderful to get home to be with Jesus. Yea. And he says here, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. Now, lots of people, they don't know these things. But I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things. Most of us are like I was most of my life. I didn't know enough about it to put you in remembrance of these things. But praise the Lord, I'm learning now. Verse 13 says, yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus has showed me. You know what that means? It means he's going to die. It means he's going to get to go home to be with Jesus. Not the least bit concerned. Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunning devised fables, when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Eyewitnesses. Isn't that amazing? We were eyewitnesses, Peter says. Just think, Peter got to see the Lord. He got to walk with him, eat with him, talk with him, and watch him do all those mighty miracles. But today, praise the Lord, I've got to walk with him. I've got to see him do many of these mighty miracles. The thing about it is, it's Christ in me, the hope of glory. And I don't get to see him physically, but I sure do get to see the works he does when I speak in his name. And I'm so grateful for what the Lord's doing. Praise the Lord. Give me a call at 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send you audio and videotapes. Or you can get to us on the web, www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. There you can send us an email, order tapes, do anything you want to. We'll be happy to do that for you. Remember, whatever you do this week, praise the Lord Jesus Christ.